welcome to Connection Point. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and today we have a customer case study for you. We focus on Bud Van Lines and a recent UC, Unified Communications deployment. Hot topic for a lot of IT folks and for a lot of companies that are looking to move their businesses forward. Joining me is Doug Soltis. He is the VP of Information Systems and Technology from Bud Van Lines. And Doug, thanks for taking time today.
Thank you.
Now, Doug and his team of three full-time IT guys support about 150 or so users countrywide, sales folks, warehouse staff, drivers, different types of locations as well. They're headquartered out of New Jersey, but again, they have warehouses and other small sales branch offices throughout the country. Executive moving, that's the name of the game over at Bud Van Lines. Basically, it goes like this. The company contracts with organizations to move employees as needed. So say an executive from Texas needs to relocate to New England. That's where Bud Van Lines jumps in and makes all that happen. Now, Doug, as an IT guy, what I'm hoping you can do to start off here, share with me some of the biggest challenges that you guys found yourselves facing on a somewhat regular basis.
Well, the end users, we have a very busy season at Bud, and that's the summer season. It goes from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's when almost everybody in the country really wants to move. So every year we face getting the systems, getting everything ramped up and ready to go for Memorial Day. Really after Memorial Day, we get into a mode where we can't change. We just need to make sure that all the systems are 100% stable. Each year in September, we start to plan, you know, what is going to be rolled out before the next Memorial Day to make sure that that summer season runs as smoothly as possible.
So you always have this hard deadline that's looking at you for the next year that you have to have if you're going to do a project, do the heavy lifting, have it in, have it tested, have it deployed, have it bug-free. Otherwise, you guys could be in for a real long summer.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants any defects over the summer. Probably 80% of our business is done over the summer. So that's pretty much a hard stop. All new technology needs to be out. Everyone needs to be trained. If not, then you know we got to abort it. And some things like a phone system, some things like a storage system, just you know they can't be aborted. They must be completed on time.
Well, you've brought up the phone system a couple times. That's what we're going to focus on a little bit here. Is again, I mentioned we're kind of talking about a unified communications deployment, and we'll focus on some of the features and the choices you made in terms of the communications on the phone side. Let me back up though and start with what problem did you have, and was it a problem that you said, "Wow, I'm getting all sorts of complaints about our phone system, so we need to move"? Was it, "Wow, we're paying a lot of money for communications and we need to simplify, streamline, reduce costs"? What were some of the issues that you were facing that led you to think this is something we need to revamp and get working on?
Well, I can tell you as an IT guy, and I think other IT guys out there would agree, that users always complain. And so, yes, we did get complaints with the old phone system. But I think the major factor with the other phone system was that it was coming off of lease. And we decided that we wanted to deploy a new system. We didn't want to renew the other system. It was a key system. IT really said, hey, this is not manageable when users are moving desk to desk. People are coming and going. Again, we've got to ramp up for the busy season. We need a unified system that's going to allow us to quickly add on new users. If users move desk, be able to accommodate that with the minimal impact to IT while giving the most amount of features to our end users. And our current phone system was probably about 8 years old. And while it worked, as a phone system, it didn't have a lot of the neat new features that users were looking for to uncomplicate their life.
Let's set a time frame here so we understand when this was all taking place. 2007, 2008, 2009, when did this project take place?
So in 2007, we knew that in 2008, the phone system was going to expire. So in August of 2007, we started the project of what phone system would we want to purchase, what would be the requirements, what new features we're looking for, and it would have to be deployed before the summer busy season of 2008.
Let's talk about the process here for a couple moments. How did it start? Did you get on Google, start typing phone system, voice over IP, unified communications? Did you go to some trusted resources you had? What was your initial process?
So my initial process was to obviously meet with the staff and say, hey, what features would be nice in a new phone system? We developed a list of kind of what we wanted. And then to really get my head around all the different systems that were out there, I traveled out to San Francisco. They have a twice-yearly show called VoiceCon, vendors come and they present their systems, just so I could kind of see what new features were out there that have come out in the last 7 years that we didn't know about. When I returned, I kind of had a thought of what I thought the company should have. I reviewed that with management, and then we got on the phone to PC Connection. They're kind of a really trusted vendor of ours, and I was able to connect to an SE through my salesperson, tell them our requirements, tell them what I did and didn't like from seeing the different systems over at VoiceCon, and really narrow down on the systems that would fit our needs.
Looks like you did a lot of the legwork early on, especially going out to VoiceCon. What was it when you started talking with the PC Connection team? Did they add anything else? Did they really help you negotiate through the different vendors and say, here's some pros, here's some cons, and provide additional insights that you didn't have from being there in person, meeting people at the show?
Yeah, actually, they had, obviously, PC Connection has their own sales engineer that specializes in phone systems. Once we narrowed it down to a couple of systems, they got me online with the actual SEs that represent that system itself. So, you know, they'd get me on with the SE right from Cisco or Avaya. And they really asked the questions for me to dig into the nitty-gritty of making sure that the solution that we were going to pick would actually meet all of our needs. Because going to VoiceCon is fantastic, but it's really a 10,000-foot view. I didn't know all of the details of every system, nor was I able to learn all of the details. But I knew we wanted features such as hot desking. You know, voicemail would be twinned to a cell phone, where voicemail messages could be passed to a cell phone or in a WAV file. I knew that we wanted fax on the same numbers. But I didn't know how all of those worked, and I didn't know how complicated they would be to deploy. And that's really where the SE from PC Connection was able to connect us with the SEs of the actual companies representing their product, and help me narrow down which of these features would be easily deployable, which ones would be too expensive, and which ones had maybe a gotcha or weren't fully developed.
What about the timing front, back to the fact that you all at Bud Van Lines are on that deadline of you have to have stuff in place for that summer season? Was that understood very clearly early on and constantly kept in focus? Were you ever concerned that, hey, we're getting a little tight on time here, is this going to make it or not?
Yeah, they were very sensitive of our time frame. In fact, what we did was we split up the install. All the new phones actually were shipped straight to the location, where IT individuals unwrapped them and put them on the desk. We started doing all the cabling we needed. And then the actual phone systems were sent to a vendor of PC Connections, a system integrator, who configured them for all the different sites so that when they showed up on site, all the phones were on desk. I've done a bunch of phone system rollovers in my career, and the one that we did with PC Connection is the only one that we did in the middle of the day. Everything ran so smoothly when the integrator came out and we hooked up the system and all the phones were live on every desk that we'd intended to cut over at 5 o'clock on, say, Wednesday. And here it was noon on Tuesday, and the whole system was running. All we needed to do was cut over the T1s. So instead of make everybody sit on their thumbs for, you know, a day and a half, we decided at lunchtime, hey, let's try a cutover of the T1s. And that's the first time I've ever done something in the middle of the day. It went seamlessly. We were just amazed by the speed in which we were able to get this other system working in parallel.
Obviously a big win there. Overall, it sounds like you're giving a good grade to the whole project, to the information that you receive, the technology that you purchase, the service on the back end. But let me hear from you. What grade would you give the project and your overall satisfaction with the whole process?
I'd definitely give the project an A. I was very satisfied. In fact, once the project was finished, IT that summer, we were very happy because we had the features we wanted, such as hot desking, where when we created a new user in the system, they could sit at any desk in the entire company, dial in a code, and that phone became their phone. And then if they moved the next day to a different desk, they'd be able to dial in, again, a code and have that phone become their phone. It really cut down the amount of time spent in IT for provisioning phones. And then also with the voice over IP linking all of our offices together, it really decreased the amount of time that it took to find somebody at another office because we could page between all the different offices using this voice over IP system. We were also able to have the cordless phones on individuals in the warehouses. You'd be able to reach them at a moment's notice, where in the past you would have been ringing a phone sitting on a desk when that person was on a forklift or working out in the warehouse. So it really kind of made the company smaller, even though we had locations nationwide.
Sounds like obviously the deployment went pretty smoothly ahead of schedule. You guys did do it in the middle of the day and it worked out fine. I've got to believe that you probably had a couple handsets that didn't work when they went out to some warehouse, or you had some little hiccups along the way. When those popped up, what was the service like you got from PC Connection? Did you go to PC Connection for the help? Did you go back to the vendor of the technology? How did you rectify any of those little hiccups?
No, I went straight to PC Connection. We did have one or two handsets that did not work, and I went straight to them. They shipped me out new handsets. I RMA'd the old ones, and I wasn't billed or anything like that. That always happens with PC Connection. You know, should I order 20 monitors and one of them comes and it's defective, you know, all I need to do is contact my salesperson. He has another one sent out immediately. He doesn't charge me for the overnight shipping. He sends me out a UPS tag. I send the other one back, so there's no cost to me as the end user. And, you know, I'm satisfied because, you know, they fix any mistakes, even though I know they didn't produce the phones and I know they didn't create the monitors. You know, they really take care of their account.
Hey, Doug, really do appreciate the time. Best of luck, obviously, to you. It's the middle of the summertime now, so probably not a major IT project on your lap, but you're probably planning for next year. So good luck for the next one.
Yeah, you bet. We're already looking forward to rolling out VMware vSphere 4.
All righty. Well, definitely good luck with that. For our listeners, again, I want to thank them for taking time to join us. If you happen to be considering a move to Unified Communications, the PC Connection family of companies can help you leverage this powerful technology to enhance your business. Their experts will show you the value of streamlining the way your company collaborates and then work with you to develop solutions that meet your unique business requirements. Their certifications with leading manufacturers, including Cisco, Avaya, Nortel, Polycom, and Microsoft, ensure that they can provide the latest technologies and help you boost your competitive advantage. You can do a couple of things. You can contact your GovConnection account manager. They can provide you with more information. You can call in to 1-800-800-0019. And of course, the website you can visit is govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.